Saturday is winter solstice, the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. In many pagan religions, the day is marked by Yule, a holiday that's a time of both reflection and celebration. Rose Conlin of member station KMUW brings us along as two different communities get ready for the day.
In Wisconsin, Circle Sanctuary is preparing for its 50th annual Yule Festival. It's said to be one of the longest-running winter solstice events in the U.S. Earlier this week, High Priestess Selena Fox gathered church members on Zoom to light candles and honor the full moon.
Yuletide joy, Yuletide cheer. Yuletide
on Saturday, she and several dozen others will gather around a bonfire. They'll throw a decorated Yule log into the fire, symbolizing the returning sun. Fox is Wiccan, but the sanctuary is inclusive of a range of pagan traditions, focusing on a spiritual connection with nature. Amid the depths of winter, Fox says Yule is a celebratory time to plant seeds of hope for the coming spring.
It's really a powerful time for personal renewal, for renewal of bonds with family and friends, for humankind, and for the planet as a whole.
During the full moon circle, another spiritual leader asks attendees to chant with her and invite joy into their interpersonal relationships.
Yuletide comes, the old year dies, our peaceful hearts are yearning. In the deep dark winter's night, the solstice fire is burning.
Paganism is growing in the U.S., particularly among young people. That's according to Helen Berger, a visiting scholar at Harvard Divinity School, who studies pagan communities. In part, she says, that reflects Americans' movement away from organized religion and toward less hierarchical spiritual practices.
They feel that it's not meeting their individual or personal needs, and they are discovering alternative spirituality. We have a great deal of individualism in our culture and our society, and here we have it within a religious or spiritual form.
Many pagans, including Wiccans, practice magic and call themselves witches. That includes Circle of the Stag in Wichita, Kansas, a decade-old Wiccan coven with 8 members. High Priestess Orrin Hart, who uses they-them pronouns, is preparing for the coven's Yule ritual. They hold up a long braided cord adorned with wooden charms.
We call it a chingulum, so we wear it around our waist when we do any ritual to, like, hold our spirit in to us, but also keep things from hurting us.
Through storytelling and dance, Hart will lead a reenactment of The Wild Hunt, a story about guiding souls who've died during the year into the afterlife. Rituals start with casting a sacred circle, tracing its outline with a wand or dagger, and cleansing the space with smoke and brine.
And once we're in that circle, part of what we say is that we are in a place that is no place and time that is no time, and we are between the worlds.
This sacred realm, Hart says, is where members deepen spiritual connections with themselves and each other and celebrate the return of the sun. Like for Circle Sanctuary, the Yule log plays an important role in the coven solstice ritual. Members hold pieces of last year's log, which bear symbols of things they had wanted to carry into the new year.
And then we will put them into the fire to release the things that we got from this year. And then afterwards, we'll make a new one to take with us through the next year.
For NPR News, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.